But overall, you sound pretty optimistic about some sort of, I guess, not only the energy situation in the state, but how the legislature might deal with this call for an increase in gross production taxes.
Yeah. I don't know that I have any insight on how the legislature will respond, but I certainly am optimistic that if we don't do something to challenge the recovery, that the recovery is on pace to occur, right? So at this point, I think the extent to which we can stay out of our own way a little bit, allow us to get into this recovery.
What do you mean challenge?
Say one more time.
What do you mean challenge the recovery? Challenge it in terms of the industry or what?
Sure. So right now in Oklahoma, both the oil and gas economy and the U.S. economy are net positives for us. And as long as it stays that way, the Oklahoma economy is going to continue to get stronger. And so absent a federal action or absent a geopolitical turmoil, something that thwarts U.S. activity, or absent some big change in policy or tax treatment or at the local level that thwarts the oil and gas activity, if both of those things just say net positives, I think we're on pace to have a pretty healthy 2017.
And so are you implying then that might go ahead and resolve the budget crisis?
Yes, certainly not this session, but almost certainly the budget challenges that we faced the last several sessions, that will not be the story of the next legislative session. My sense is of the next legislative session that we will see significant growth in collections over the course of this year. Now, we have a lot of growth necessary to make up for what's been lost the last couple of years, but we will see some growth for the first time this fiscal year. 2017 and 2018 will be the first year of fiscal year growth that we've seen in the last two or three.
The challenge is what the legislative leaders can do to tighten that belt now.
This session. Yeah, that's the hard question. That's the question that I certainly don't have answers to, and answers to that are difficult to come by. But that's the challenge, is how do you survive the day to get to the brighter day that's ahead? And how do I survive the day in a way that doesn't dampen my brighter day ahead, right? I mean, that's the trade-off, is trying to figure out how do I survive this session and this budget in a way that allows me to move in and facilitate the recovery that's developing anyway, so that I can take advantage of tomorrow.
And very quickly, in the report here, things really are growing strong.
Yeah, they really are in the industry. Yeah, right now, employment is up year over year for the first time. Rig activity is up considerably. Prices are in a range where they make Oklahoma development feasible. Certainly we'd like to see them just a little bit higher, but anytime you get in the $50 oil, $3 gas range, you're talking about prices that will work in Oklahoma. And so we're optimistic that if we can hold on to the current momentum, that will pan out well for the end of the year.
Yeah, thanks to the stack and the scoop.
Correct.
But you still think it's also the fact that we have to be a technologically developed hub.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we need to recognize that we are. I think we need to recognize that the stack and the scoop are geology. They're geological laboratories that allow for us to play with the new technologies that are being developed here in Oklahoma City. And I think we need to rethink our industry just a little bit here in Oklahoma City and recognize that the innovations, the technological developments that are occurring in our exploration and production companies, what we're seeing out of the GE Research Laboratory, is really a technology. It's a center of technological development and innovation. And we should be thinking about, how do I get the most out of that, instead of thinking about, how do I get the most out of the extraction? How do I get the most out of this technology play that's developing?